44 Minutes of Submission by David Nutley. p.m. Her warm tongue glided in submission slowly over my tense stomach as her black flowing hair stroked my bare chest. Her tongue skated delicately over my tingling torso, wildly tormenting me. She inched her way up to my chest, removing my tight white t-shirt as her fingers and her tongue explored every inch of my body. Her dark, glossy hair, which looked like it had come from a fairy tale, was so black it was almost blue. She was blessed with full, sensual lips and a natural pout. Her nose was aquiline and arrogant, and her skin was rich olive. Her incredible eyes were startling ultra-pale blue, almost white, wolfish. She stared up into my eyes as she gracefully moved her tongue over my chest, kissing and biting my body passionately. 9:38 p.m. She was the baby sister of the hen. The whole group of girls had been loud and blatantly attention-seeking when they came into the pub. The bride-to-be was wearing a white veil and an L plate that had been hung around her head. The way her breasts hung freely out of her dress and the way she was ogling and pressing up against the other men, suggesting she wasn't actually a learner. The quiet girl at the rear of the group, however, seemed a little overwhelmed and shy to be with the rowdy crowd. I noticed her straight away. 10:06 p.m. My right leg was clamped tightly between her legs, and she groaned as she rubbed her mound into my thigh, and in one gyrating spasm after another, my cock was now solid and begging to be unleashed. It was throbbing with anticipation. Her quiet groaning was turning me on almost as much as the thought of sliding off her tight white top, which clung to her small, pert breasts. My hands were exploring her young flesh, and one hand cupping her tight ass, the other slowly creeping up her bare thigh into her tartan skirt, her tongue in submission, teasing my nipples, moved up to my neck. She ripped off my t-shirt over my head in a flash, simultaneously and violently forcing her tongue into my mouth. Her tongue fought with mine in a war of passion, my tongue exploring every inch of her mouth, our tongues dancing sporadically as we kissed passionately, her hips gyrating frantically, forcing her wet mound into my thigh in rhythmic bursts of pleasure. My groping hands were now inside her tartan miniskirt, one rubbing the top of the inside of her thigh, occasionally slipping to the elastic of her white cotton panties and rubbing her pussy, the other sliding them slowly off over her tight, round ass. 9:42 p.m. Her legs had instantly captivated me as she moved slowly and quietly towards the bar. The rest of the girls rushed over to the dance floor like bloodthirsty herd of animals. Susie had stayed at the bar alone, waving her sister on to go and enjoy herself. Her tight white top, which showed the bottom of her tan stomach, was mesmerizing. No bra, her pert breasts and hard nipples suggest that she was not older than 18. I approached her. 10:10 p.m. Fuck me, she whispered in submission, her teeth suddenly sinking into my neck, causing a sharp but delightful pain. She threw her head back suddenly and moved her quivering thighs further forward, still slowly rubbing her wet snatch into my thighs. Her thumb was inside her panties. It started to rub her clit. She yanked her tight white top up to uncover her small milk-white breasts, which were large enough to bounce slightly as she threw her body back and ripped her top off over her head. The tiny shirt was tossed aside. Her elegant black hair skated over the top of her fabulously perked breasts. Her nipples rock hard as she delicately ran her fingers over them. She moved her soft probing fingers slowly down to her white panties. I was having trouble removing them. I was so desperate to get them off. I was desperate to fuck her. 9:45 p.m. "You not dancing with your friends?" I asked. She eyed me up and down. "No, I'm all danced out." "A friend of yours, is she?" I probed. "No, she's my big sister." The general chit-chat continued for about 10 minutes or so. The bride-to-be returned. She squealed as she saw me and Susie chatting. "Susie's pulled," she screamed, almost falling over her heels and losing her veil. Susie introduced us. 10:12 p.m. She pulled up her skirt and slid her white cotton panties off over her beautiful tan thighs. They dropped down past her ankles over her small bare feet and were casually kicked to other side of the room. She kept her skirt lifted along enough for me to get a glimpse of her neatly trimmed pussy. Then, tantalizingly, let it drop over her thighs. Smiling as she did, she could tell I was desperate to fuck her. 9:45 p.m. Another girl joined us. It was Susie's oldest sister, Debbie. Suddenly, I was in the middle of the hen party. A few more guys had also been dragged into the crowd. "So, you're out to get your soon-to-be-wed sister pissed." "Debbie?" I asked, probing for a line of conversation. "No," she uttered calmly and quietly. "We're out for sex." I was stunned. I didn't reply. Susie laughed. "Are you going to fuck my baby sister then?" Debbie threw out. 10:16 p.m. I grabbed her violently under the arms and threw her onto the bed. As I ripped off my belt and unbuttoned my jeans, Susie lifted her tartan skirt and tantalizingly slid one finger into her mouth, then slowly down her body and into her wet snatch. She groaned softly. Her eyes were now closed as she moved her finger around the inside of her. I couldn't believe my luck. A beautiful 18-year-old girl with a petite, tight body fingering herself on my bed in submission. I grabbed her ankles and forced her legs as wide open as I could. She opened her eyes and removed her finger. 9:47 p.m. I could feel myself going red with embarrassment. Of course I wanted to fuck her. "No," Debbie asked, loving the fact that she had just found me at lost for words. Susie grabbed my hand, interlaced our fingers, and whispered in my ear, "I sure hope so." 10:18 p.m. Lying back on the bed, wanting me, her nipples rock hard, her eyes blue, willing me to be inside her. I held her ankles, one in each hand, pulling them as far apart as possible. My hard, throbbing cock hovering inches from her glistening pink pussy. She groaned, seemingly unable to bear the weight. Susie bit her lower lip. My cock touched her wet pussy, her lips opening like elastic, tightening around it. My body tensed. Susie moaned, closing her eyes and tightly clenching the duvet, as if struggling to keep herself from orgasm. 9:52 p.m. Hand in hand, we ran up to the taxi we had flagged down. "It's just around the corner," she whispered. 10:20 p.m. Thrusting harder now, she began to groan passionately in submission. Her legs now resting on my shoulders, watched her breasts sporadically dancing across her milk-white chest. I forced my now aching cock in and out, like a sporadic jackhammer, her pussy clenching and squeezing. 10 p.m. Hands rubbing each other's bodies through our soon-to-be lost clothes. Susie struggled in submission with the key in the flat door. 10:22 p.m. Her pussy exploded. She leaned forward and grabbed me, sinking her teeth into my shoulder, a muffled cry escaping her pout lips. I tensed, then thrust for the last time, sweating and panting. We collapsed into a tangled heap. You have been